Hi, this is Rich Tarani here with TMCNet, and today I've got a very exciting podcast for you. And the podcast is going to be interesting in that it's a breaking news announcement, something that I've never done before. And it's going to be interesting in that it focuses on the open source space, and it's with Chris Lyman, who's with Finality and Trixbox, and we've got some really interesting things to go over today. And with that, I'm going to introduce my my interviewee here, and that's Chris Lyman. Chris, please say hi.
Hey there.
So how are things going, Chris?
This is a hello from the fire-ravaged west coast of California.
How are things? Hopefully you and your family and friends are all secure and okay.
Yeah, we're okay in Los Angeles. They were in Malibu and a little bit south of us in San Diego, but we had orange skies and like apocalyptic sunsets for days, so it was a little strange.
So you're okay. I heard the smoke situation has been pretty tough as well.
Yeah, it was intense out here for a week, and now they're finally getting it under control, so that's good to know. But we got some exciting news. We Finality acquired a company and is spreading its wings into some new areas of applications for small to medium-sized businesses. Should I just jump right into what we're doing? Or?
Yeah, I'm really excited, and I'm sure the listeners are just as excited to hear what's happening.
So for those that don't know, Finality, we've been selling PDX and call center suite for the last, 4 years now. And about a year ago, we kind of hit this magic milestone of 1,000 call centers, 1,000 call center suites that we had deployed around the world. And so we, you know, we did what any good country does, any good company does, is we did a survey of our customers to see kind of what their needs and pain points were. And what we heard was CRM. They massively had CRM pains. Either they didn't have CRM, or had CRM, Salesforce, or Sugar CRM, and weren't happy with it, particularly because it wasn't integrated with their telephony switch. So we went about starting to see what it would take to offer a CRM solution, and in the process of starting to build bridges over to what I think is the world's best CRM package, which is Sugar CRM, we decided to acquire a company to increase our time to market.
Oh, that's very exciting. Tell us more.
So we bought this company, believe it or not, it was out of Australia. I got a chance to go down to Sydney and drive a motorcycle the wrong way down Sydney Highway, which was fun. So we went down to Sydney, we acquired a company, it's about a 15-person company, really smart guys down there, a company named Insightful. And what they built is they have built a hosted, managed service on top of Sugar CRM and Sugar CRM Professional.
Wow.
Effectively, like, they took the Sugar product, which is excellent in its own right, and built about 50 modules on top of it, stores and SMS messaging campaigns and telephony dialers and all sorts of things on top of it, and then they put it in a hosted environment out of their three data centers where they would manage the entire CRM lifecycle for the customer. So they would build the server, install it, and then upgrade it when each version of Sugar came out, or PHP or MySQL or anything in the stack changed. Insightful would manage it for you with their managed services offering. Very different than just kind of like a hosting company offering vanilla Sugar. So when we looked at the CRM offering, and the more we looked at it, the more we said, this puppy is going to plug in as an application to our hybrid hosted framework very elegantly. And so we acquired them, and we've set about starting to plug it into our existing application framework.
Wow, that's very exciting. How many people do you have working on plugging it in?
Well, we've got the 15 of them there, and we've got a team of, five folks or so here starting to plug it in. Five folks plus, you know, the shared resources of our engineering and system administration team.
Are there a lot of differences between the cultures of Australian companies and a California-based company?
You know, they were very worried when we were first talking to them because they had heard such terrible things about American businesses.
Really?
You know, just American businesses have a way of talking around things instead of talking directly about them. And so they were really nervous, but I flew down to Sydney and met with them, and they could see that, you know, we're a pretty straight-shooting, kind of communicate openly company, and they became very relaxed. So other than, you know, their terrific accent and Vegemite sandwiches, I would say we've got a similar vision on the technology landscape.
And certainly you both can talk surfing effectively.
I am actually a really bad surfer. Maybe they're better at it. I can't handle the rejection of falling off the wave, so I turn to snowboarding.
Yeah, it's certainly something that I don't think they do a lot of in Australia.
No, but boy, they have a beautiful landscape. So, but what I wanted to talk to you about, Rich, which is really interesting, is we've got this application framework that we call hybrid hosted, and I don't think people quite understand how powerful it is or why we built it. And now that we've plugged CRM into it, and we can do it so quickly because of this framework, I think this is something your users are going to find interesting. So when we say hybrid hosted, Finality has this telephony offering that is absolutely 100% unique in the market. It is exactly dead between the old world of doing PBXs, which is premise-based.
Right.
Where you ship a big, you know, hard, expensive piece of proprietary hardware inside the business, and you manage it from inside the firewall, and then this new world of hosted telephony, which is the switch is in the cloud, it's with your service provider, and all you do is plug a phone into the internet and you have your 4-digit extension. What we've done is built an in-between model, because we didn't like hosted telephony because it requires 100% VoIP.
Right.
And we don't think that small businesses have good enough broadband connections or good enough, expensive enough equipment to do QoS to handle 100% VoIP. So with a hosted PBX is great, except for the quality problem.
Right.
It's great because you can configure it anywhere. You take your phone anywhere in the world, and your extension follows you. You go home, work from home. You can work from a soft phone on your laptop. The network is the phone system. What sucks about hosted PBX is you're sitting in the office, and you call your buddy right next to you to say, hey, let's go to lunch. That call goes out your broadband connection using one channel, connects to your switch in the cloud, and comes back in on another channel to talk to your buddy. You end up using two channels for every single call, and you're 100% dependent on the quality of your broadband connection. So you send a big Outlook email, okay, or you send a data file, uses up all of your broadband, and all of a sudden you've got that funny little problem called jitter. So what we loved about VoIP, what we loved about hosted was the flexibility and the extension roaming with you. What we hated about was the quality. So we built this hybrid hosted model where we actually send a box inside the firewall, just like the old premise guys, the legacy oligopolists. But the actual management of it is done as software as a service from our website. So you get the flexibility of employees being able to take their phone on the road, to take their phone home. Employees being able to set call forwarding, or office managers putting the system in night mode from from their homes. You get all the flexibility of the two. But here's how CRM fits in. Because we had to develop this architecture where you've got a PBX that's aware inside the firewall and connected to a data center that's aware outside the firewall, you've essentially got the two ends of the equation to start adding applications into that framework.
Right.
We've got 6,000 businesses connected to this tunnel architecture in 97 countries.
Wow.
And they're all connected. We keep all the private stuff on the customer server, you know, audio files, recordings,
sure,
voice prompts. That stuff's all private. But the rest of the data is connected to the data center, for example, call logs.
Right.
Now that we've got hosted call logs, which are something that a CRM system desperately needs to know about calls made to opportunities and to customers.
Right.
Now that we've got that at the data center, we can connect that to CRM, and all of a sudden, you've got a 360-degree view of your customer.
Wow. So tell me, who would be the target audience for this sort of product?
So anybody that's using CRM in their business today, be it there's 20 different flavors of it. There's Sugar, there's Salesforce, there's Microsoft CRM. But anybody that's using CRM today, unless they're rich enough to afford, say, Oracle, they have a wall built between their CRM system and their telephony system.
Right.
So, for example, when they go into their telephony system, let's take the mortgage industry. Okay, it's very important that they record calls because they do, you know, audio contracts with their customers.
Right.
So the mortgage, when a mortgage company, and they all use CRM of some sort of lead management, when they go to record a call, okay, in their telephony system, their CRM system is completely not aware of that recording.
Right.
Let's look at a company that's using Sugar CRM or Salesforce to manage leads coming from Google AdWords. Okay, they got leads pouring into Sugar or their CRM system, okay, and then they're calling those leads and making introductions. And let's say you've got 20 agents doing that, okay, and you're going through hundreds of leads a day, and the manager wants to know, how quickly am I calling back my leads? How good are my agents? How do they stack rank in terms of responding to new opportunities inside my CRM?
Right.
Well, you are completely unable to do that with today's systems unless you lay down $1 million with Oracle. These are the kinds of things we're going to be able to offer very easily with our hybrid hosted application framework.
Well, that's very exciting. So could you tell me a little bit about the levels of service that you'll be offering in the next few months through Finality CRM?
Yeah. So we're basically launching in two phases. Phase one, which we're launching literally next month, November, is what I would call an integrated offering. And it's going to be called Finality CRM, and it's sort of a standalone CRM offering that's like, you know, Sugar CRM plus, I guess.
Right.
It's going to be hosted out of one of our six worldwide data centers, and it's a managed Sugar CRM service. It's what Insightful's been building for the last 2 years, with a bunch of really neat modules in there. Like, for example, it has click-to-dial, so agents can just click links inside Sugar and make phone calls. It has agent screen pops, so when a call comes in to an agent, immediately Sugar references with our own searching technology the caller ID and pops up the opportunity inside of Sugar with a special little area to, for, so you can take notes immediately the second the phone rings, because a lot of times you can take notes before you know where to assign it.
Right.
This offering coming next month also has something that we call the Telephone Campaign Manager, which is a really cool module that we've built, which allows openers and closers to work symbiotically from the same telephone list. So you take a list of opportunities or leads inside of Sugar, and you upload it. Okay, and then agents can sit there and, using click-to-call, can quickly call those opportunities and then schedule appointments in a shared calendar that they give to closers who then drive on-site.
Right.
This could be great for folks, you know, delivering services, folks making sales calls, telemarketing, etc. So this is the first offering, phase one. We call this the integrated offering. Phase two, next quarter, is where things get really interesting, Rich. This is the unified offering. Next quarter, we're offering a product called the Unified Agent Edition. This is when the CRM and telephony systems become completely aware of each other. You place a call on our phone system, TrixBox Pro or PB Extra, it's immediately sent over to your CRM system and attached to that contact or opportunity inside our CRM system.
Wow.
You record a call, boom, it shoots across.
And you can record all the calls, right, if you choose to do so?
You will, at that time, be able to record all the calls, yes. Secondly, calls come into your system, your telephony system, and it references your Finality CRM contact list, and if you want, that call can skip a queue and go straight to the person that owns it. Classic problem in sales, inbound sales-based call centers is calls come into the queue, but they're already existing owned opportunities by agents, yet a new agent picks up the call and tries to steal it.
Right.
Big problem in call center. I don't even know if call center is the right term. Big problem in inbound sales centers.
Sure.
Well, we're going to build an aware system that says, no, this caller ID is already recognized by our system. Go to the existing owner and don't go to a new agent. So these kind of real-time lookups and interactions we're going to have next quarter.
Wow, this is really exciting stuff. So if you have to think about CRM offerings from other telephone companies or telecom companies, how would you say that this is different?
Well, I'm not sure there are a lot of true CRM offerings from other telephony companies. Or which ones are you talking about?
Well, let's just say that's a very good question. I guess most of the ones that are on the market right now would be connected via some sort of interface, whether it's a CTI link or something like that. So I guess the best question would be, how would you compare your particular product to something that is coming from the competition that utilizes a CTI link? So let's say, for example,
yep.
Microsoft CRM with some sort of CTI link.
Yeah, so the products pale in comparison. Basically, you're talking about like when you take a CTI link from a PBX and you connect it to a CRM API of the CRM. So you take maybe a Salesforce AppExchange API connected to an Avaya CTI link. What you end up getting with that is you end up getting the lowest common denominator of the superset of the two sets of features. So you end up getting absolute minimal features. You end up getting basically not even what we're offering with our first unified phase one offering. There's no way to get a truly telephony aware CRM product unless the two databases are integrated at the highest level. So there's no way to get call recordings attached in real time or automatic lookup of contacts and routing to owners. And the truly unified features you're not going to be able to get until they come together into like an Oracle platform.
So Chris, help me understand something. Most people think of open source as something that's free, and you know, because it's free, they don't associate high levels of functionality with it. It just seems to be a general perception of things that are inexpensive or free. So the question becomes, your product seems light years ahead of most everything else on the market. How do you reconcile in the mind of the purchaser such advanced functionality with relatively low cost?
You know, that is one of our biggest sales hurdles. That's a really good question. I'm not sure it's an open source versus closed source question, because frankly, most small business and medium business buyers don't even know what open source is unless you're talking to a savvy IT director, in which case they're usually fans of it. But I would say often people struggle with the cost equation because they're literally saving too much money. And so that's where we explain to them that, hey, look, we didn't have to develop our whole stack. We didn't have to write Linux. We didn't have to write Sugar. So we've got some natural cost savings. We didn't have to build the hardware like the PBX companies. We just buy, you know, commodity PC hardware. We didn't have to build the phones. So, you know, Rich, open source induces open standards. Open standards engenders commoditization. Commoditization creates low prices. So basically, open source, if you follow the chain, basically lowers the cost of goods, but not necessarily decreases value. The reason why open source has a rap for low features and complexity is because people deploy the free versions of things.
Right.
So, for example, if you go to roll Linux, unless you know what you're doing, you're going to end up having a mess and a black screen of death.
Right.
Okay, but if you buy Linux from Red Hat, you're going to have a much more seamless experience.
Right.
So there's a difference between open source projects and commercial products based on open source projects. And so Finality has taken an open source project, an asterisk, a Linux, and built a commercial product on top of it.
So what do you think this acquisition says about the future of telephony and more specifically unified communications?
You know, it's a signal to the market that telephony isn't alone in a silo anymore. Unified communications means building bridges between typically disparate forms of communication. And telephony needs to spread its wings and recognize that instant messaging needs to be connected to telephony. CRM needs to be connected to telephony. Mobile devices need to be connected. Email. Unified communications is building all these bridges, and telephony companies that have always had this mentality, which is, we're going to put it on a little box and send that little box, or big box typically, inside your firewall, need to realize that that creates some isolation. Unless that box starts becoming aware of the rest of the, you know, communication methods outside the box, telephony is going to, those companies are going to slowly die a painful death.
Wow, that's quite a prediction.
So one of the main reasons why we still send the box inside the firewall, because it still needs to connect to the old telephone network. It's still very important. That thing that birds sit on actually delivers really good quality. But the reason why we connect it to the data center outside the firewall is so it can be aware of the world. Not everybody works inside the office anymore.
Right.
Not everybody sits at their desk all day. People use disparate forms of communication, and you need something out on the internet staying connected to all the nodes so that the two ends of the conversation can always stay connected.
Fantastic. So, Chris, any final thoughts before we end this podcast? I mean, this has been extremely enlightening to me.
No, I don't think I have any thoughts. I think I'm all funked out, Rich.
Your current title is, if I'm not mistaken, the last time we talked, you were had something to do with washing bottles and also CEO and CTO and things like that.
You know, I've always called myself CEO and janitor in my companies because, really, not to be tongue in cheek, it's because the larger the company gets, the more I seem to be sort of cleaning up operational and process messes. And you know, people have this theory that, you know, the bigger your company gets, the more lord and master you become. But I found that the larger my companies get, and we're about 125 people now, I found that the more I become subservient to the company. And I work for the company more than it works for me. And so I just like to remind myself of what I do, which is, you know, clean up situations and fix broken things. And, you know, that's what a janitor does.
And sounds like building things as well.
Yeah, so, you know, as a CEO, I get to strategically, you know, figure out the product and roadmap. And as a janitor, I get to, you know, fix the things that need fixing. You know, if we're growing slow, it's sales. And if we're, you know, growing fast, it's support or, you know, fulfillment services. So always fixing something around here.
That's great. So you've been listening to a TMCNet podcast with Chris Lyman, who is the CEO of Finality. My name is Rich Tarani, and I am the group editorial director here at TMC. And thank you for listening to a TMCNet podcast, and we hope to have you back on to TMCNet again soon to check out the latest news on the open source space as well as other segments of communications. Have a great day.